Well, looks like we have a clogged joint here, about two joints up. And it looks like there's been a tree or some shrubs planted and maybe cracked the pipe. And we got a lot of debris coming down from the top. And it's being a pain in the butt to clean out for us today.
And you've been back and forth up here, down in this basin that's 3 feet by 3 feet looking into the pipes.
Yes, we got to get down in there and check out the condition of the pipes if we can see. Me and my coworker, we usually take turns. One of us will run the truck and the other one will work the hose and stuff like that.
How did you get involved in this kind of work?
Well, when I first come to the city, I come to the transportation department and I worked for them for 2 years. And Stormwater had a position open that was a higher grade salary band. And I applied for it and got it, and I'm glad I did because I love my job.
What do you love about it?
Getting dirty.
You'd have to love that to do this job.
Well, it's also fun. You blow all kind of stuff out of these pipes, from basketballs to clothing, just all sorts of things. You don't know what's going to come out of there when you blow it out, and it's pretty fun to see different things coming out of there and what kind of crazy things can be in there.
What's some of the craziest things you've seen?
Well, I've seen a whole, like one of those plastic PVC picnic tables. We've had one of those in there, the whole top of the table.
A whole top of a table?
Yeah, the whole top. We still don't know how it got in there, but it did.
Man, I wouldn't even think that could fit in a drain.
Yeah, it will, and we get numerous basketballs out.
So what would happen if you weren't hopping in and out of ditches and drains like this all day long, and no one was basically doing your job in Concord?
Well, pretty much the city would flood. It wouldn't be good. We got to keep the pipes clean to keep the water going to the rivers and streams, keep the environment clean.
Your job is not only essential, but it can be pretty dangerous too.
Well, yeah, it can be pretty dangerous. We get called in occasionally in thunderstorms and stuff, and it's lightning and thundering out there, and that gets pretty dangerous. And you just always got to be on the lookout for traffic, because a lot of times we're in a high-volume traffic area, and it gets pretty scary.
What do you think was one of your most challenging days on the job?
Really, I haven't really had one, because there's nothing really much that bothers me. I mean, I can stand here and spend 3 weeks right here, and it wouldn't bother me. I'm just that type of person. Some of them are aggravating. If you get your nozzles hung up in joints, it can be aggravating. Because it works real hard pulling the hose, and it hurts your shoulders and stuff if you're jerking it a long time. But other than that, all around, it's a pretty good job.
So at the end of the day, when you come away, you're pretty muddy. It's worth it for you.
Yeah, it's worth it for me. People, you'll walk down the hall and they'll be like, darn, they actually done something today.